Recently, a coronal hole rounded the surface of the sun, stirring up the solar wind so that as that wind raced earthward, scientists posted forecasts for possible geomagnetic storms, the kind that can cause beautiful displays of northern lights. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, in the poet's world, the northern lights aren't associated just with the sun, but with dragons and serpents and monsters that threaten those who see them. But as an elusive and disintegrating reality, all they can do is threaten. Now, Shakespeare described the aurora as dragons cutting through the night in his Midsummer Night's Dream. The American poet Wallace Stevens described them as a serpent shedding its shimmering skin with eyes open and fixed on us from every sky. And Robert Service experienced them as monsters reveling in the sky in his Ballad of the Northern Lights. Now, when the dragon or the serpent or the monster showed up, it was usually a sign that despite the potential threat, a great opportunity was at hand for those that were able to read the sign and to act with ready willingness. Such action was always met with great reward. The German poet and scientist Goethe described the same kind of idea in a scene from his fairy tale of the green snake and the beautiful lily, which is a pretty fitting thought as we move through the current solar windstorm and as we dive deeper into the darkness of this season. Goethe wrote, "The old man looked to the stars and then began speaking. We are assembled at the propitious hour. Let each perform his task. Let each do his duty. And a universal happiness will swallow up our individual sorrows as a universal grief consumes individual joys." From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.